Hello and welcome to my Think About It podcast, where we will dive into different captivating topics that will have us thinking about it deeply afterwards. I'm your host and interviewer, Gabriella Mertz, and today we'll be talking about how traumatic injuries can affect the brain and life afterwards. Here with me today, I have a very special guest that will share their insight and knowledge on the topic, so stay tuned. To start things off, what are traumatic brain injuries? Traumatic brain injuries, also known as TBIs, are brain dysfunctions caused by an outside force, usually a violent blow to the head. But why is this important? And what happens to our brains after we experience traumatic events? To help me answer these questions, I have a very special guest, Dr. Ben Rogers, a neurosurgeon based in the state of Indiana. Ben, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Before we get into the topic at hand, would you mind giving us a brief description of your position and what your days at work look like on average?
Sure. I am a neurosurgeon at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine in Carmel, Indiana, and Indianapolis. I trained in medical school here in Indiana and did my residency here as well. I spent some time at the University of Miami in a fellowship in neurotrauma and neurocritical care, and moved back to Indiana to practice in a sort of a private plus academic environment. Most of what I do on a day-to-day basis is general neurosurgery. I do a lot of work on spine and complex spine, but I am also the neurotrauma and neurocritical care liaison at Level 1 Trauma Center in Indianapolis, and I'm the director of neurotrauma there.
Cool, thank you.
Three to four days a week, I'm doing elective spine surgeries, and the rest of the time, I'm taking a lot of call and taking care of patients who came through the emergency room with sort of neurosurgical critical care problems.
Gotcha, thank you so much. And my first question for you is, how can trauma affect the brain, or to be more specific, what parts of the brain get affected by trauma?
Trauma can really affect any part of the brain. There are a variety of different ways that when we think of patients who get a traumatic brain injury, we think of things that are direct blows, like a fall and hitting your head, or a motor vehicle crash where you hit your head on something. And that tends to damage the upper parts of the brain or the cortex, the outer layers. Sometimes if the impact is significant enough, it can affect the deeper parts of the brain where certain connections are made, or the parts of our brain that are responsible for things we don't have to think about doing, like breathing and blinking our eyes and such. There can also be indirect trauma, such as blast injuries. It's a common way for military members to get injured. It's actually the most common way that a person in the military gets a traumatic brain injury. So the blast wave from an explosion or something is powerful enough that it can impact the brain almost as if it were directly impacted. And it can affect the brain in the same way as that direct impact does.
What are some signs or symptoms of traumatic brain injuries that people my age can recognize?
Okay. I think that the signs and symptoms of a brain injury really run the gamut of something very mild, like just a headache, all the way to the most severe, like being completely unresponsive and in a state of coma. Most brain injuries are mild brain injuries, and so the common symptoms of that would be headache, nausea, light sensitivity, maybe some forgetfulness. Patients tend to become kind of irritable sometimes, or they just want to be in a quiet room. And then the severe brain injury patients may be completely unresponsive, not unable to speak or unable to be awake. We do see a lot of patients with, we'll say, complicated mild injuries or more moderate injuries, and they may have specific deficits related to a specific injury area of the brain, such as weakness on one side or an inability to speak or double vision because part of their eye movements don't work properly. So really any, you think anything that your brain does or helps you do can be affected with a brain injury.
And what are the more common cases of traumatic brain injuries that you've personally dealt with? And what are some of the more rare cases?
So the most common way that a brain injury happens nowadays is a fall overall. Our population is getting older and older. And the older we get, the more likely we are to fall. So falls and motor vehicle crashes would be next. And then probably after that would be an assault. In younger patients, things like gunshot wounds are much more common than they are in older patients. Most of the brain injuries that we see in the hospital are falls and motor vehicle crashes. We do see some penetrating trauma. Those falls and motor vehicle crashes by far the most common.
And would you say that people currently are more aware of traumatic brain injuries than in previous generations?
I think so. And some of that simply has to do with sort of the 24-hour news cycle and ever-present social media. I think word gets out for sure because there's more venues for information to be passed. But also, over the last several years, there's been a lot of talk about CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy in football players. It got a lot of press and it still does. And there's also a lot of press about our soldiers returning from conflict and having brain injuries that either were, we'll say, not recognized or under-recognized when they were initially in conflict. So I think there's definitely a heightened awareness. There's more awareness as well, just due to the gun violence in our country and school shootings. It's not specific to brain injury, but knowing that the most common cause of death in young people and children is actually gunshot wounds, there is a lot of press around that as well.
And if someone experiences a traumatic brain injury, what are some long-term side effects that they can expect to see? And depending on the injury, what does the recovery process look like?
Sure. Long-term effects are very dependent on the severity of the injury when it first happens, and then also dependent on what happens during that patient's initial management. The vast majority of patients with a mild brain injury will recover completely. Some of them will have some longer term effects that may have to do with memory or mood. The more severe a brain injury is, and depending on which area of the brain it affects, the more likely a patient is to have some long term deficits. So you can have a brain injury that causes you to have to be paralyzed on one side or to not be able to speak properly. Think of symptoms like a patient who may have had a stroke in the past. The brain injury can cause those same kind of things. All the way to a brain injury causing a permanent level of altered consciousness, where we say the patient is in a persistent vegetative state or in a constant state of a deep coma and unresponsive. Again, most brain injuries are mild. Most of those will have a complete recovery.
And I know you can't say specific names, but is there a case that you've worked on that comes to mind that had a miraculous recovery?
Sure. I usually try to avoid using the term miracle, because yeah, that's something that the church decides whether or not that's happened. But I have had cases that we'll say this patient did so much better than what we would have expected. So our group has a big fundraiser every year for our, we have a foundation that helps support our research pursuits and our academic pursuits. And it benefits a lot of our traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury research. And that fundraiser is a big 5K. And each year we have a survivor that gets honored. So we'll pick a new one each year. And we always have, you know, through the years, we've had our ninth 5K just this past weekend. We've had several patients who at some point someone was thinking about, you know, giving up on. And with a lot of intensive rehabilitation, they turn around and become, you know, in some cases, you know, significant contributors to society. And so one particular case, nearly back to normal, according to his family, they would never know that he'd ever had an injury. It was a big case that was in the news several years ago with a police officer that was shot in the head in the line of duty. And it sure did look like he was not going to survive that the first night. And not only did he survive, he made a very good recovery in rehab, even over the course of several weeks. And 6 months after his injury, he still had some significant deficits. He's mostly paralyzed on one side, but he actually went back to work for a little while in the office, and him and his wife had a baby after that. So he had a pretty spectacular recovery. Those cases, I will tell you, for the very severe brain injury patients, those cases are less common, but those are the cases that sort of stimulate us to try hard for all of those patients, because every once in a while we'll get one of those outcomes and we can't do a very bad job of predicting who's going to have a good outcome or a bad outcome early on.
No, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And to wrap things up, what is something you wish that the younger generation knew more about when it comes to traumatic brain injuries?
It's a good question. I would say, well, certainly we want you to wear helmets when riding bikes and doing other activities. That is something that was never a thing when I was a kid, and I certainly don't consider myself old. But actually, helmets and bicycles go hand in hand, and we see a lot fewer pediatric brain injuries because of that. But maybe the biggest thing, especially for college age generation, is the recognition that you can get a brain injury at any time, from falling, from being in a car accident. But we also see a subset of young people who get injured while having a good time at a party, and it doesn't get very recognized by their friends because their friends just think they're intoxicated, and then they don't wake up very well the next day. And it turns out it's because they got a brain injury when they fell. So it's important to keep in mind that if you're out having a good time with your friends and maybe having too much of a good time, if someone falls and hurts themselves, you got to think maybe they have actually gotten an injury, and if they're not acting right, you got to call for help. Most laws in the state now, in most states, that if you make that phone call, you're not going to get in trouble because you were drinking if you're calling for help.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for educating me and anyone who's listening about traumatic brain injuries, and for everything you do for your patients in a community. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you, Gabby. I'm happy to talk to you anytime.
Right, thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Throughout this podcast, you got to hear personal experiences with trauma affecting mental health, the importance of therapy, and how traumatic brain injuries can affect the brain overall. Our brain is the essential organ that holds our thoughts, feelings, motor functions, and more. So taking care of our mental health and protecting our physical brain from harm should be a priority for every